Welcome to the Principles of Success, interviewing the experts, and today is the second episode of 101 Essays That Will Change Your Life. So I guess let's get started with the first essay I want to cover today, which is essay number 9, 20 Signs That You Are Doing Better Than You Think You Are. Number 1, you paid your bills, and maybe you even had a little extra left over to go out to eat or something. Most people struggle to pay their bills, and especially if you live in America, the bills that you have to pay are for a very luxurious life. Like, think, if you really think about it, most first world countries don't even have AC. So, you paid your bills. That's the first one, that you're doing better than you think you are. Next, you're able to think. You're able to think about your situation, and you're able to think of ways to try and improve it. Number 3, you have a job. Even if it's a job you hate, it still is better than a lot of other people. Next, you have time to relax. You don't have to spend every single waking hour of your day struggling for survival. And that goes to the next one, which is you don't have to worry about if you're going to eat tomorrow or next week. You are probably going to have food security. And then the next one is you probably get to pick what you actually want to eat. There is plenty of people in the world who subsist off of a bottle of vegetable oil and rice, and that is what they eat every single day. Next, you have at least one or two good friends. The amount of people that are very socially isolated is very sad. So if you have any friends, even if you don't talk to them very often, you are doing better than some. Next up, you were able to afford a bus ticket, a coffee, putting gas in your car. It's the little luxuries that you take for granted that a lot of people can't even afford. I think the purpose of this essay is to try and make you think of how lucky you actually are and to be grateful for the things, because gratitude equals happiness. Next up, you are growing as a person. You're not the same person you were last year. Next, you can go places and do things. You can go to a concert, watch a movie, go out for a hike, go out to eat. You have the time, freedom, and money to do activities. Next, you have multiple changes of clothes. You have a wardrobe, not just one or two outfits that you wear every single day until they fall apart. Next, you can tell your younger self that you made it through that thing, that everything is okay, that you're doing much better than you were, and you can tell your younger self that. Next, you have your own place. It doesn't mean that you have your own apartment, your own house. You have your own space, whether it's your own room or your own bed that you don't have to share with 20 other people. Next up, you have lost relationships. You and your partner, your friend, have decided that you are not compatible and have been able to grow and move on from those relationships. Next, you have interests. There are things that fascinate you that you like talking about or studying or doing and that you enjoy. The next one is you're able to take self-care. You're able to relax and take a bath, take a day off, rest, call a friend. You're able to do the things that are needed to maintain a good life. Next up, you have goals. A lot of people don't have goals. I don't know how those people get up in the morning. If you don't have goals, life really sucks. And then the next one, you're not set on any one outcome, which almost seems contradictory to the previous one, but you're trying to just improve your life, and if things happen a certain way, great, and if they happen slightly different, that's also okay. And then lastly, you have been through some crap. The world is not getting easier, you are getting stronger. This one actually was probably my favorite essay out of all of them. I breezed through it because it was a very bullet point one, and I used my own words instead of theirs for each bullet point, but it's really important to remember how blessed and lucky you actually are. If you're listening to this, you are connected to a super, you have a supercomputer that probably fits in your pocket, that has parts that have been sourced and built from across the globe, and you are listening to this off of an interconnected web of undersea wires and satellites and other people's computers, and you are anywhere in the world being able to listen to my weird voice. And then there's a quote that's from like one of the, I want to say a Greek person. It's not one of the famous philosophers, but he was like, once I had a pear, once I ate a pear once and it was a good life. And there's more to it, but essentially he was like, my life was excellent. I once got to taste what a pear tastes like. And I'm like, that's the highlight of your life? And then you gotta remember, fruit was not a common thing until just recently. Fruit doesn't have a lot of calories to it, so people didn't get to eat a lot of fruit because they were always trying to not starve. So your life is fantastic, especially if you live in America. And yes, I know things are looking a little more dicey as of late, but if you have any one of these things, you're doing better than you might think you are. And if you have most of them, you're doing pretty good in life. Could life be so much better? Obviously. That's why you listen to this podcast. You're not listening to it for the things listed on this. You're listening to it so that way you can have yourself a nice yacht. Actually, I've never seen the appeal of a yacht, but this one is probably my favorite essay of all of them. And that's just because I've tried to hammer this point home multiple times of your life is good. It's really hard to remember that. I'm definitely guilty of that too, but you have a pretty good life. And that essay was kind of on gratitude. The next essay, which is essay number 10, that was essay number 9, by the way. Essay number 10 is Breaking Your Upper Limit and How People Hold Themselves Back from Happiness. So we have gratitude, and now we're going to talk about happiness. Everybody has a happiness baseline. Some people are just naturally happier than others. Here's the thing though, just like any skill, and yes, happiness is a skill because you choose to be happy, just like any skill, you can work on it. So everyone has a baseline, and you must practice feeling good. You must consciously work on trying to increase that baseline so that way your default is better. Now, why you have to do it consciously is because people become accustomed really easy, like we just talked about in the previous essay. All of those things you probably take for granted, and you don't feel grateful for the fact that you're able to do all of those things. Whereas most of the people in the world would be ecstatic to have those things and do those things. But people become accustomed super easy. And when you become accustomed, the new things, the environment around you, doesn't change your baseline. Your baseline has to be consciously worked on. Most people also have a limited tolerance to how happy they can be. People are afraid to be happy. That something's bound to happen. Things are too good right now. Something's gotta happen to make me miserable again. When was the last time you let yourself just enjoy the moment? Because the problem is, most people are pretty miserable. Life sucks. And there's a comfort of what's known, even if that what is known sucks. This is why people, even though they hate their job, will procrastinate switching jobs for a long time, because the devil you know is better than the one you don't. Next up, happy does not mean giving up. A lot of people think that by choosing to be happy, you are choosing to give up on the things that you are pursuing. Part of this goes back to that saying, enjoy the journey, but also enjoy being grateful for what you do have while you work on having it better. Like, I am very sick of being single. However, I also enjoy being alone. I enjoy having a ton of free time that I'm able to accomplish a lot of stuff. Like, I've written 2 books. I'm recording entire seasons of a podcast. I'm gearing up for other businesses, producing other programs. When on earth would I have the time to do that if I had a girlfriend or a wife? And remembering that is the key to being happy while you haven't achieved your goals yet. Next up is delaying action. I kind of already touched on it with not switching jobs, but people will delay actions that are required to put them into a position that they can be happier. Next up, people think apathy is safe. Having no purpose and no emotions isn't really safe. It's just cutting off the ability to achieve more and only being open to the suck. Because that's the worst part about apathy, because I struggle with apathy and melancholy a lot. But apathy just means that you don't get to feel the good emotions. It doesn't mean you won't feel the bad emotions. So apathy isn't safe in the least bit. It just sucks. So make sure that you have goals. Make sure that you have gratitude. Next up is practicing feeling good. Your baseline can be shifted. We've already covered that. You need to take time each and every day. This can be meditation. This can be prayer. This can just be pondering. But make sure, and this can be in the moments, but you need to make sure to take time to really enjoy life. And I struggle with this a lot. But if you're doing something fun, consciously make an effort to actually enjoy it. If you're working, consciously make an effort to enjoy it. If it's raining outside and you happen to love the rain and you miss it because you're in a frickin' desert right now, then enjoy it when it rains. And yes, that's exactly what is happening outside, so I'm very happy. Next up, emotional response versus choices. Things are going to happen. And yes, choosing to be happy is a pain in the butt. I understand that. But it is still up to you to decide to do that. And as you choose to be happy, as you practice feeling good, your baseline will shift. Your baseline will get higher. And that's something most people don't understand. You can actively work on making yourself happy. The next takeaway is a lot of people think that you have to suffer to be worthy. You have to work really hard and be miserable to be successful. No, you don't. You have to work really hard, but you don't have to be miserable about it. Then there's the whole karma thing. Like, well, my life sucks partly because I've made stupid decisions, but my life sucks, so that means the universe is going to reward me for my suffering. Or you could take action and start doing things that will improve your life. And then a lot of people are just afraid to be happy. You need to work on your fear of happiness. And then the last one is a justification of miserable, grumpy people that say happy people are naive and vulnerable. Is there a small kernel of truth to that? Yes. It is a lot easier to be happy when you haven't had brutal life events. However, most people have had brutal life events. Most people have had traumatic experiences. So for the most part, it is just a justification for, ugh, they're happy because they're naive about how the world actually works and the world sucks. I'm like, no, you're just choosing to dwell on how much the world sucks. Everyone knows that the world sucks. However, I'm also still in this boat. Never understood how people have been like, ah, the world is great, life is good. I'm like, no, it's not. Life sucks. I do my best to not dislike life, but I can acknowledge that life sucks and still strive to be happy. Anyway, that is it for this particular essay. Let me check the time to see if I have time for another short one. Yes, I do, because this is also, especially since this one, next one is a really short one. And it is essay number 11, The Happiness of Excellence. So in this essay, they talk about three different types of happiness. They are like the primary colors, red, blue, and yellow. There is the happiness of pleasure. This is good food, enjoying the rain, stretching out. Those are all sugar. I guess that one would classify as good food, but dopamine, video games, pleasure, feels good. The next one is grace. This is essentially gratitude, which we've been talking about a lot in this episode. But gratitude and purposely being grateful for stuff makes life a whole lot easier and happier. But those are the two that most people think of. The last one is the happiness of excellence. And this is hiking, working, achieving goals, achievement, conquering the world, and You feel good when you work. When you achieve what you're after and you accomplish it, it feels good. And just like the primary colors, if any of these three are missing, life is going to seem a little more dull, a little more miserable. And especially when you are missing the happiness of excellence, pleasure tends to skyrocket. If you don't have goals, if you don't have health goals, you're probably going to eat sugar and drink alcohol. And if you don't have to get up and go work out, you're going to make stupid decisions like maybe staying up all night. So you need to make sure that you build the other happinesses besides just pleasure. Pleasure is easy. We are in a very pleasure-centric world. So to make the world more of a vibrant, to be happier, focus on grace, gratitude, or excellence. Working hard, achieving goals, pursuing your dreams. Anyway, that is it for today's episode. And funny enough, I'm going in order, but all three of these essentially touched on happiness, which I thought was kind of cool, even though they are, like, separated. So, without further ado, I will see you all next week.